Let's bring in Beaver Dam High School boys tennis coach Ross Damon. The Golden Beavers picked up a big win over Portage earlier this week. Coach, just how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic.
Coach, it's been a good start to your season so far. Just kind of talk about what you've seen from your boys as you got through the preseason workouts in this early part of the campaign.
Yeah, it's been a little interesting just with the weather. We've had some limited court time, especially for practices. We had our first invite last weekend, so we had three matches. We didn't get any wins there, but we had a lot of good tennis, showed improvement throughout the day. And then Tuesday night, we had a good win against Portage, where it was tied 3-3, and our last player on the court was down to start, but Colin Pfister made a pretty good comeback to get us the team victory. We've been mixing things up a little bit, still trying to figure exactly what our lineup is going to be. I'm just trying some players at doubles and singles and just seeing how we can best shake out to get some more wins this year.
Coach, you mentioned the weather. Just when you get Mother Nature getting in the way, how do you get your workouts in and what types of things do you do?
If we're inside, we can use the beautiful field house we have here at Beaver Dam. So there it's a lot of footwork drills, hand-eye coordination. It's kind of hard to practice all of our tennis strokes indoors. So we work on what we can and just hope we have good weather so we can be outside.
Sure. Coach, numbers-wise, where are you at with your program here this year?
This year we have 16 out for the team, which is great. Last year we only had 10, so it's always nice to see the numbers growing. We have six seniors on our team, so that's awesome. And a few of them, it's their first year coming out. But we do have a lot of young talent, a lot of freshmen and sophomores on the team, which we love to see.
Coach, when you talk about recruiting for tennis and building the program here in Beaver Dam, what types of things are you looking to do to garner some more interest? And it shows, obviously, now you said you have six more young men than what you had last year.
Yep, so we've been trying to work with the middle school a little bit. Also, we have some former players running the youth programs. So we try to get involved with that as early as we can, just get kids on the court. And even if they're not learning how to play tennis, like true tennis, it's getting them on the court, hitting balls, just showing that tennis can be really fun. And if we can get that, the younger the kids are, then hopefully we can continue to grow and that they stick with it up until the high school years.
You know, tennis is one of those sports, obviously, you can play it until you're probably 100 years old if you want to, right?
Yeah, it's definitely a lifetime sport. So that's what we try to preach. It's, you know, there's some other sports that once your high school career is over, unless you're moving on to college sports, it can be tough to play, but not for tennis. There's adult leagues and tournaments and stuff for all ages.
Talking to Ross Damon, the boys is a tennis coach at Beaver Dam High School. Coach, can you talk about your varsity roster and who people may see on the courts when they come on out and watch the Golden Beavers this year?
Yeah, so we have Brandon Fraber leading the group. So he's our top player. He's been playing some number one singles. We are going to try him at some doubles this year too, just to see how that goes. Maybe he and another partner can possibly make a run in the state tournament. So Brandon's our number one, our go-to player. Filling out the singles lineup for now, we have Nate Henning at number two and Colin Pfister at number three. And they're both returning players from last year, so showing a lot of great improvement there. Our number four single spot is still kind of up in the air. The first few matches, we've had a freshman, Chris Breaker, playing there who has a lot of potential, just a little young. So as he gets more experience, he'll step into some good shoes there. As of right now, at the doubles lineup, we have Quentin Schrader, who has been a staple at one doubles for a couple of years now with Beaver Dam. His partner is Miles Nample, who is another sophomore returning player. So he played number two doubles last year and has been looking pretty good this year. Our two doubles team so far has been Cougar Hoffner, who is one of our returning senior players, who also played in that spot last year. We haven't partnered up with Riley Doyle, who is a freshman. So far, they've looked pretty good. Their overall record is 3-1 as a doubles team, so they're looking like a pretty formidable number two doubles. And then rounding out the varsity lineup, we have a first-year senior, Damon Saramet, playing with a returning sophomore, Evan Stearns.
Coach, when you look at putting together doubles teams, what do you look for in players to think, hey, these guys will complement each other and they may make a good doubles team?
So doubles can be very interesting to figuring out a lineup. So singles is kind of cut and dry, like the two players play against each other and whoever wins. But for doubles, there's a lot of things we're looking at. One, does their play style complement each other? Two, do they have chemistry? Do they know where each other is going to be on the court? And then ultimately it's, do they have the shots to be successful at whatever flight they're going to play at? So some players that can be really good doubles players, but they might just not be quite at the caliber of a number one team. So ultimately we're looking for teams that we can get overall team victories for.
Coach, you know, it's always been a fun way to watch Beaver Dam tennis. Has been up on the hill, and you can still do that now. But with the new tennis facility, how big is that for your program and just the general viewing enjoyment for people who want to get up a little bit closer to the game and just developing your program in general?
Yeah, the new facility is awesome. So now, like you said, you can still watch up on the hill, but we have a nice viewing area right between the courts, so it's a lot more, it's closer, more in person, just like an in-your-face experience, which is awesome. Also, just having brand new courts, people see the construction, they want to check them out, they want to come look at the courts and even play on them. So I think that's part of the reason why our numbers increase, just with those new courts. But also, it's from a safety standpoint too. The old courts, some courts were okay, but some just they really needed to be replaced. And I'm just really glad that we're able to get that done with the school and community support. So overall, it's a benefit not just for our program, but for Beaver Dam tennis in general.
Coach, what does the Badger Conference look like in general for tennis this year on the boys' side?
So with the conference realignment, we're going to be seeing some schools that we haven't seen in a couple years. So we still have some of the same, like Wanakee. They're looking pretty good, like usual. Watertown also always has a very strong team with high numbers. Then there's some schools that we just don't really know much about right now. So it's been a couple of years since we've played, say, Fort Atkinson and Milton. Monona Grove historically has had a pretty strong team. So going into this year, there's some unknowns. We're hoping we can fight for one of the top spots in the conference. But there's a lot that we just don't know about right now.
Coach, people are going to have an opportunity to see the Golden Beavers at home here in the near future.
Yeah, we have our home opener on Thursday against Slinger. That's a subsectional matchup, so that'll be some great tennis. Then we host Wanakee next week on Tuesday. And then the 23rd, we are actually hosting an 8-team invite, which will be partly here at Beaver Dam High School, and we'll also be utilizing the courts over at Wayland Academy for that as well.
Coach Ross Damon, I appreciate the time, and good luck to the Golden Beaver tennis team as we head through the month of April and May. And before you know it, we'll be talking about postseason tennis.
Yep, thanks for having me.